And as we all know, we can't necessarily pick the particular jurors, but we definitely can strike. So whether you ask the bumper sticker question, which I have been in the courtroom with other lawyers have done that, or not, make sure that you've got the list of questions that fit today's world and what we're dealing with today. So let's look really quickly on things that, you know, jurors are not going to be qualified if he or she is a witness in the case, if they're interested directly or indirectly, if they're related to a party, if there's a bias or prejudice in favor of a party, or if they've served on a petit jury on the trial of the same type of case. So we know those should not even come through qualifications. Those should be asked in the qualification section. But I will say, after doing this for over 30 years, I've never really sat through the jury qualification that goes on in the jury room. Ask the judge, in today's world, can we sit through jury qualification? What day is that going to be on? Is it going to be virtual? Is it going to be in person? Where is it going to be held? Is this, the judge can let you, all the lawyers sit through jury qualification. Usually juries just don't, lawyers just don't do it, but all the lawyers can sit through jury qualification. Now, these topics are proper. This is why it's important, because in COVID world, there are certain things that you might have said, okay, you know what? I'm totally fine on granting a motion in limine. Let's don't talk about each other's wealth or nationality or status or something like that. Let's don't talk about the attorneys or the organizations that the attorneys belong to, et cetera. But in COVID world, those things may become important. And the Texas law says we can ask about these. So the first one is obviously the panelist's relationship to the party, then the relationship to the attorney or organizations that the attorney belongs to. In the past, I've had parties that decided, you know, we're not going to go into that level of detail. If they want to be Rotarian, that's wonderful. You want to know if this juror is sitting with this lawyer on the other side of you every Thursday in Rotary. I did that pre-COVID, and definitely post-COVID, you want to know that. The bias or prejudice caused by media coverage. I don't know that there's a lawyer that's watching this today that doesn't know that we've had massive media coverage, usually about criminal trials. But if you are in a civil case, it is almost malpractice if you've got any type of media coverage, whether it's just the newspaper on the front page that day or whether it's being covered by CNN. You want to make sure that you ask those type of questions in voir dire. The second is the bias or prejudice against the type of the lawsuit, and then in favor or against a party because of nationality, wealth, or status. And you may have clients that in the past you've decided with both sides, we're not going to talk about nationality. We're not going to talk about status. I'm telling you, coming out of the COVID, this virus that we've had, people have distinct thoughts about nationality. And as if you're defending someone, for example, from the Pacific Rim, you want to know that. So don't agree in a motion in limine, no, we're not going to talk about nationality. Go ahead and ask that. If someone's got a negative view about the Pacific Rim or any of the inhabitants of the Pacific Rim right now, you want to know that. You don't want them on your jury. So make sure that you know that you don't bar yourself from all of a sudden getting into those questions. And then, of course, any potential acquaintance with the witness. Things you can't ask about. I know that you're not going to be necessarily surprised, but there's the second one here, is the juror's comfort. Now, in COVID world, it could naturally just come out talking about, is everybody comfortable, et cetera. Now, the rules are that you can't talk about the juror's comfort. So who asks the COVID questions? Make sure that when you're working out your plan with the judge, that the judge does that. That really should go out, as we'll cover a little bit later, in a letter to each of the jurors in front of ever coming in for jury selection or even jury qualification. And then, of course, you can't ask about their personal lives or their families with respect to the parties or the attorneys, or you know what they intend to produce at trial, or anything about the law or prejudicing the evidence or advising the panel of the monetary limits on damages, especially with respect to exemplary damages. And then, of course, we wouldn't go into the golden rule. So make sure that the comfort one is really the most important, especially coming out of the pandemic. And then knowing the rules of the court. Now, we all know that. Well, I definitely know the rules of the court, right? Well, here's some interesting ones. First of all, is jury qualification going to be done in person or is it going to be done virtually? Every court in Texas is handling this differently. Up here in East Texas, we've been handling that in a different location, but we've been handling that in person. Whereas out in West Texas and in Houston, a lot of courts are handling jury qualification virtually. So ask your judge, how's this going to be handled? And it's okay if your judge has been handling it virtually for a period of time. That judge may decide that yours is actually going to be in person. So you might want to make sure that you ask the question regardless. The next is, voir dire going to be in person or is it going to be virtual? That's really, really important. The voir dire could be virtually, even if the trial is going to be live. So you want to make sure mentally you're prepared for, do I need to have a big screen in my office? Don't do voir dire on an iPad if you are the lawyer. If you are the veneer panelist, that's totally fine. But if you're the lawyer, make sure you're set up for that. Then how many potential jurors are going to be on a panel? Why is this important? Well, whether it's live or virtual, if I'm only going to have, say, three segments of 14 veneer panelists that come in, you know, there's certain questions you ask. So it means you're going to be doing your voir dire basically three different times. You want to make sure the judge is allocating enough time for that. You also want to make sure if you ask the question, and we always do, about does anybody on the panel know anybody else? If this is a panel that you're not having a jury questionnaire for, you want to make sure, do they know each other? Do I have a boss employee type of relationship? What if it's one's in one panel and one is in another? How is the judge going to allow for that? So make sure you ask that type of question about how many jurors are going to be on the panel. Are we going to see everybody or are they going to be broken up in different panels? How many panels are we going to have? Whether each juror is to be defined by a name or a number. And that's important because we're going to see virtually in a second how to arrange everybody by number. And I'm assuming that most Texas judges do still put us all in rows so you can see where your strike zone is. Not every state's like that. So if you're attending from a different state, yes, you may have the six pack out in California or up in Arkansas where they do a general voir dire before they put anybody in the box. So you want to make sure that you go by name, last name, or do we go by number? How is the recording being made? You know, you want to have a recording of the voir dire because you want to make sure if anything happens that you need to make that it's an appellate issue, that it's preserved. But